Moed.
So the Gemara in Pesachim is a similar Gemara also in Sukkim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Rava said that that Bezman Azeh, that eating matzah on Leila Seder is the Raisa. What's the makor for it? The Gemara brings a Braisa. The Gemara says there's a Braisa. Shetis Yamim Toichal Matzos. 6 days you should eat matzah. And the seventh day is an atzeret. I think article translates as a convocation, I think. No, it's not. That's the other one. Okay. It's an atzeret l'Hashem l'kecha. Mikmor da'ashans. It's one of the middos. We say in the Yud Gimel middos, there's a middos called... Anything, if there's a certain halacha which is included within a general, a wider category, and the Torah excludes it somewhere else, we say it's not just excluding it in that particular case, it's everything that was in the original category is taken out. So, we have the pasuk said that 7 days you should eat matzah. There's another pasuk which says 6 days you eat matzah. So we have the seventh day is taken out of that cloud. So we say not just the seventh day, but all days are taken out of the cloud. Okay. So mashvi rishus afshesh zemim rishus. My timer have a davar shayav a cloud. The yatsam in a cloud. Lelamed 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 atzma yatsa lelamed a cloud kuli yatsa. Okay. So that means at this stage of the brayso we're saying that all days of Pesach eating matzah is rishus. Says the Gemara, Yachol Ach Laila Rishon Rishus. You might have thought that also the first night is Rishus. Okay, I'm just skipping a little bit in the Gemara. The Gemara says, brings the Joshua when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But Bezman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Minayin. How do we know that there's a Chiyah to eat matzah even when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Bezman Azeh. Talmud Loimah Be'er Toichu Matzah. This is a pasuk. Be'er Toichu Matzah. Hakasuk Kavah Chayva. The pasuk tells his Koveya there's a Chayva to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Okay, so that's all the first night of Pesach. But as we read, the original part of the Joshua seems to say that the rest of Pesach is Rishus. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah. All other times of Pesach, the only time there's a chiyuv to eat matzah is the first night of Pesach. Okay, so that's the pasuk for Gemara. That the rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. Okay. As we all know that here in Eretz Yisrael we don't put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay, certain place in Chutz Lars, especially the literature world, they do put on tefillin, but minhag in Eretz Yisrael is not to put on tefillin. So why do we not put on tefillin? So the same reason why we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's an oiz. Shabbos and Yom Tov is an oiz, and there are poskim going to see that Chol HaMoed also has this oiz. What is the oiz? So Tosfos in Menachos says it's not because of the Isra Malach and Chol HaMoed, because Tosfos told us that the Isra Malach and Chol HaMoed is only the Rabban, it's not the Raisa. So what is the oiz? So Tosfos, I'll read the words. Ikka ois bepesach to asuba achilas chamed uba sukkos the chayef besukkah. So Tosfos says that the ois on Pesach is the ister achilas matzah. Is the ister achilas chamed, whereas on sukkos it's the fact that we're chayef in a sukkah. So achoinim on the diet that there was a shinui. But by sukkah he said we're chayef in a sukkah. By Pesach he didn't say we're chayef to eat matzah. All he said was it's an ister achilas chamed. So you see, Tosfos seems to hold that there is no mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. Yes, and with sukkah there's a mitzvah by sukkah, but by Pesach there's no mitzvah of matzah. All there is an issa to eat chametz. Say that issa of chametz is also an ois. So again, it seems to come out so far that on Pesach, at least shal yamim, not on the first night of Pesach, there is no mitzvah to eat matzah. Okay, now it's Yedua Shittas Agra, brought in Maaseh Rav, that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah on the rest of Pesach. I read the words of the Maaseh Rav. It says, he quotes the pasuk, Shivas Yamim Toichal Matzahs. 7 days you should eat matzahs. Kol Shiva Mitzvah. All 7 days is a mitzvah. But we mentioned the Gemara before, the Gemara calls it Rishus. If you're telling me it's a mitzvah, why do the Gemara call it Rishus? But in a Kohel Rishus, El Elagabe Lai Rishoina. Shehi Choyva. A mitzvah of Gabe Choyva, Rishus Karila. So he's saying to you, when the Gemara quotes the Rishus, it's just with biyachas, relative to the first time. The first time it's a chayva, you're mechuyev to do it. Other times it's not a chayva, it's a mitzvah. It's not a chayva, so that's why the Gemara quotes the Rishus. But about it, it's still a mitzvah. And afapi came mitzvah deraisa he. So it's a mitzvah deraisa. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah deraisa, and he says that's also pshat. Not like what we just said in Tosfos, says that the reason why we don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed is because it's an ois on Pesach, the matzah, and Sukkot is in the Sukkah. The ois on Pesach is matzah. If you were to hold that there's no mitzvah bichal to eat matzah, then there's no ois to eat matzah. What's the big ois? Yeah, says the Vilna Gaon, the fact that we eat matzah, that the mitzvah of eating matzah, the rest of Pesach, that's the ois, and that's why we are not mechuyev to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay, he carries on to say that there's many riots on the Gemara, that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah during the rest of Sukkot. Okay, what are these riots? So, it's... what did I say? Oh, sure, fine. Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. Right, okay. Yeah, so, what are these riots? So... I'm trying to work out different potential riots. One riot I'll mention, the Mishiv Zava says, is the Goyim Pesachim says that the mother of Bereda Ravina, she would she would harvest a lot of chitin. Well, it says super chatim in Russia, but she was like a big bowl full of chitin. So the Mishiv Zava says if there's no mitzvah, and she would be shomer from the time of Ksira. So if there's no mitzvah to have matzah, shmura matzah, the rest of Pesach, why did he need so much? So there's a raya that the fact that he's having so much was because it's a mitzvah, the rest of Pesach. The whole of Pesach is a mitzvah to eat matzah, and therefore that's why she got so much of a chitim ready for him to be able to make the matzahs. Yeah. Okay. Fine. This Ma'aser Rav is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's going on the Machaber. The Machaber says that ain chiyav achilas matzah lebalai b'shoinim bevad. There's only a chiyav to eat matzah on the first night. The Mishnah Berurah brings the b'shem agra kasuv da kopanim mitzvah ikal echol matzah kol shiva. Ela she ain chiyav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Gra, that even though there's no chi of the rest of Pesach, but there is a mitzvah. So at least the Mishnah Berurah brings the shit of the Gra, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all days of Pesach. Okay. Now, this shit of the Vilna Gaon doesn't seem to be only the Vilna Gaon. Okay, we all know it, this idea that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the rest of Pesach as shittas of Vilna Gaon. It seems to be there's a number of Rishonim even that also hold the same way. Okay, I'll just mention some of them. There's a Tosis in Moed Katan. Also dealing with the Shaila of why we eat, of why we don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or whether we do or we don't. And Tosis says, I'll dare for what the Gra said, that not like the other Tosis we read. That the first Tosis we said, the Tosis of Malacha, said that the ois on Pesach was the fact that there's an Isra Achilas Chametz. Tosis in Moed Katan doesn't say that. Tosis says, the fact that we're eating matzah, that is the ois. We don't need another ois. We don't need the ois of tefillin. So that ois also seems to hold that there's a mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. Okay, so and Achanda, sukkah also, you could say you're also not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to eat in a sukkah. If you do certain things, then you're mechuyev. Yeah. So, Kafi Asherah, that's the most difficult to know. We'll get there. Good child. Okay. Then, there's a Shittas of Bala Ma'or. Bala Ma'or asks, he said, we know, that's based on the Gemara in Sukkah, that there's a Gzeir Shavah, Tesvav, between Achilas Matzah on the first night of Pesach and at the Achila in a Sukkah. That's why, just like we all ate matzah on the first night of Pesach, we also, on the first night of Sukkah, so we have to eat in a Sukkah. Okay. And the Bala Ma'or says that Yeah, it's basically quoting the Lashon Gemara over there that it says Shalayim Rishonim Chayva Mikan VeEidach Rishos. Yeah, that's going both on Matzah and on Sukkah. That's the Joshua. So he said, if that's true, by Sukkah, Avadi we say a bracha. Every time we eat in a Sukkah, when we're climbing a mitzvah, we say a bracha. Right? So then why by Matzah do we not say a bracha? Every time we eat Matzah on Pesach, we should say a bracha. So it seems clear, at least from the Kasha, that he holds that there was a mitzvah to eat Matzah every time you eat Matzah. Every time a Pesach eating Matzah, you should be saying a bracha. That's his Kasha. Yeah? So why are we not saying a bracha? Must be there's a mitzvah. The other thing is, must be there's a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, why are we not saying a bracha? In Sukkah, when we eat in a Sukkah, we say a bracha. So by Pesach, when we eat Matzah, we should also be saying a bracha. Why are we not saying a bracha? Okay, he doesn't say that. Saying that's his Kasha. His Kasha is, why are we not saying a bracha? So Elif Lami, may you're saying, oh, very good. Okay. Okay. I said slightly different because you already answered your own kasha. You already mad for your own kasha because you said also on sukkahs you're not machuv to be in a sukkah. If you eat bread, you're machuv to be in a sukkah. Okay. If you almost always, but you can have fruit the whole of sukkahs. Okay. Ignoring Shabbos Yom Tov, we're not getting involved in that now. Yeah. Okay, so Anachami, I'll just say very briefly what that's basically coming to the derech of the terrors of the Balamor. The Balamor says that a person can't go, we know you have to sleep in the sukkah also. A person can't go more than 3 days without sleeping. So at least the way, this is the way that Maram and Chalava seem to understand the Balamor, that when we say a bracha, we say v'tzivani. That means the Bnei Hashem is being metzava me to do something. I have to do it. Okay, all of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. Again, ignoring Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay, yeah, you don't have to eat matzah. You can get away with eating fruit. You can get away with eating all other things. As long as you don't eat chametz, you're okay. So there's no situation where I have to be doing this mitzvah. I never have to do it. So I can't say b'tzivani, Masha Enkein. When it comes to sukkah, the fact that I can't go three days without sleeping in a sukkah, without sleeping, I'm going to have to sleep. Where am I going to have to sleep? I have to sleep in a sukkah. If I have to sleep in a sukkah, that means it's shaykh, at least to say the v'tzivanu. Okay? So I can say v'tzivanu because in a sense I am a chuyav. The fact that the Torah says you have to do your living in a sukkah and that's 7 days. So it's going to come out, I'm definitely a chuyav to be asleep in a sukkah and therefore it's hard to say v'tzivanu. And therefore it seems to understand that once chazal, when masak in such a bracha, it's across the board, even for things which you're not necessarily, which you don't, not a chuyav to do, let's say by eating bread. Okay, so that's again, the Balamor seems to hold also that Avada is a mitzvah. Okay, and that's his kasha. That's why he's asking, what's the chiluk between matzah and on Pesach and sukkahs and sitting in the sukkah on sukkah? So, like Rav Meir said, some of the achoinim, there's a Batei Kuhuna, I think I saw. He said he doesn't understand what in the world the Balamor's kasha was. What was his kasha? It says it's pashut. When it comes to sukkahs, every time you go into the sukkah, if you do one of the things that you mechuv to in the sukkah, that's a mitzvah. So of course you mechuv to make a bracha. That's a mitzvah. On matzah, on Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. All it is, you have to just avoid eating chametz. As long as you avoid eating chametz, you're okay. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So why in the world should you say a bracha? Okay, but you're nice. You see from the Balamor like right there. The Balaam also seems to hold, the fact that he's asking that kasha, he holds that there is a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. Have I explained the answer of the Balaam? Yeah, it's not shy to say the tivan. Yeah, that's how the Maram Chalava seems to understand. That's a good question. You're saying by Shkita. Yeah, Talis, yeah. Yeah, good question. I saw Rav Moshe Sternberg just to answer by Shkita, by Hafas Trim, the same question. He says, I mean, it's a bit of a chiddush, but he says that those brachas are a brachas hoidah v'shvach. They're not brachas on mitzvah. So I hear you. Kasha by Talis. I hear. Okay. What? There's a mitzvah. exactly how it deals with Yom Tov. You could say, because you could maybe things which are we're going to say might not fit into other something else I'm about to say, but it could be you don't have to have Shmur Matzah. You can get away with other types of lechem products. Okay. And also the Magen Avraham brings a Ma'aril. Ma'aril also seems to say al-derech list that there's no mitzvah b'chal. He says the Magen Avraham is quoting Ma'aril. Ma she'ein v'achin al matza kol zayin ha'ne mishum she'ein mitzvah v'achin asoy ela she'ein oichol tomet ma she'ein kim besukah. So again, from this Ma'aril, the pashtus is that there would be no mitzvah to eat matzah on the Erev Pesach. But again, the fact that Balaam asked the kasha, and his answer doesn't seem to be that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. The Balaam seems to hold that there is also a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. The rest of the Pesach, there is a mitzvah. Okay. There's a famous chizkuni also. I'm not going to quote the actual chizkuni because the gist is a little bit confusing. The Riva quotes the chizkuni. Okay, so it's coming off of Rashi. Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Shivat yamim matzah tocheilu." 7 days you should eat matzah. Ach v'yom arishon tashvitzu tomi v'atechem ki kol oichol chametz u'nichlas ha'nefesh ahim yisrael miyom arishon ad hayom ha'shvi'i. Okay. Anyone who eats chametz, his nefesh will get kares, will be cut off from his soul from the first day until the seventh day. Okay, Rashi says on that. Why do we need to be told that the end of the pasuk? Why does he have to say miyom arishon ad hashvi? Okay, because the pasuk already told us before shivas yamim. I said the wrong pasuk. Okay, the pasuk says v'arishon v'arba yom lachodesh v'erev toich v'matzot ad yom ha'echad v'esim lachodesh ha'erev v'erev. The pasuk says from the 14th until the 21st of the month, that's when you should eat matzahs. Okay, so why do we need that pasuk? Rashi says the original pasuk says shivas yamim, stretches the yamim. You might have thought it's only talking about the days. How do you know the night? That's why I've got the second pasuk telling me it's from the 14th all the way until the 21st. So that's also including the night. Okay. The Riva, the Chizkuni are bothered. What do we not know? What exactly do we not know? Says the Riva. If you're telling me that it's to tell me that there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, and that's why we need to also include the night, mafitum. There's only a chibus on the first night. We don't need it for that. And if you tell me that it's for the issa of chometz, I've already learned that. So what in the world is Rashi telling us that the pasuk come to me marbe? Which case do we not know? What do we need an extra read but tell me that you also mechuyev in the night? Can't be for achilas matzah, and it can't be for the issa of achilas chometz. So what's it coming to do? So the Riva says, quoting the Chizkuni, he says, you know what? There are certain things which if you do, you're not mechuyev to do. But if you do it, you will be mekavel schar. You'll get schar for it. If you don't do it, you're not going to get an oinish. You're not going to get an oinish if you don't do it. But if you do it, you'll get schar. And he says, that's pshat in matzah on the 7 days of Pesach. The person, you're not mechuyev to do it. But if you do it, you'll get schar. And that's why you've got this extra duff. You might have thought that it's only in the day, if you eat chametz in the day. But if you eat chametz in the night, then you're also mekayim this pasuk of shivas yamim toichal matzahs. So again, the Chizkuni quite clearly seems to hold that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the rest of the 7 days. Okay, and then the last question we're going to bring for now, also Ibn Ezra al-Chumash, there's in two places. I'll just say one of them. He said that when Klai Yisrael got the tzivoy to in Mitzrayim that they were going to eat matzah, that they're going to bring the korban pesach and eat matzah. So there's a lashon in the pasuk says shivas yamim. It says you should eat matzah for 7 days. Shivas yamim matzah to chedim. So he says it can't be going on. Klai Yisrael, it can't be going on. That time, that generation, why? Because they didn't have a tibur to eat matzah for 7 days, and they didn't have a tibur to even not to have chametz, the Ibn Ezra. Okay? They could do with their life. The only reason why they ate matzahs was because they just didn't have time. Yeah, they were constantly on the way. The Anan and Kavod was taking them. They didn't have a chance to stop and for a significant period of time to actually make proper bread. Yeah, that's why they ate it. They had no tzibui. So what's pshat of it in the pasuk? He says that pasuk is for us. It's a tzibui for us as a zeicha for what they did. It's a zeicha for the fact that Hashem rushed us out and took us out of his time. That's why we eat matzah. But his lashon over there is that, Bina hiski al pesach shivat yamim toichal matzos chiyuv al derech apshat. So it's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. According also to Ibn Ezra, it's a mitzvah to eat matzos all days of Pesach. So it comes out, it's not just the Shittas Agra. We're saying we've got a Tosis, we've got a Balamor, we've got a Chizkunim, we've got Ibn Ezra. Okay, it seems to be Shittas we're showing in that is the mitzvah of eating matzahs during Pesach.
Is Ibn Ezra saying
there's a chiyuv every day? Well, actually, he's lost in his chiyuv. We'll see if that's exactly what he means. Okay. So, if that, this being the case, that you've got a whole bunch of Rishonim seemingly saying that the mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, so, why did the Mishnah Berurah bring it b'shem Agra? Could have brought it b'shem all these Rishonim. So, maybe it's not such a ROI. If they say that the grass spelt it out, the more flourish. I don't know if we bring, especially the ones in Chumash, I'm not sure if they brought La Halacha. Maybe there's other Pshatim in the other Rishonim. Okay, we'll hold that for a moment. Okay, there's another Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah. We know, like you mentioned before, there's a mitzvah, chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night. After that, it's a shush. If a person wants to eat fruit or less of sukkah, that's fine, he can. He's not mechuyav to be in the sukkah. Yeah? If he eats bread, a certain share of bread, a chiyuv of bread, then he has to be in the sukkah. Okay, but he's not mechuyav. Here's the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to read the words. He says, Nistapati, I'm mesupak. Lefi ma sheyadur das hagra. The mitzvah lecho matzah kol shivat yamei pesach. Kapashte the gra. Shivat yamim toichu matzahs. According to the gra, that there's a mitzvah of eating matzah all 7 days of pesach, like the pasuk of the pasuk. Ela, the mitzvah atzeh hu rak be'erev. The mitzvah atzeh is only in the night, in the first night. Ma she'en ken achaka hu rak mitzvah ba'alma. Echsha. So who are din hacha? Maybe it's the same din over here by sukkah. Mitzvah lechat chila lechol pas kol zayin yamim. Levarach leishay basukkah. Maybe by sukkah there's a mitzvah lechat chila to eat bread all 7 days and be able to sit in the sukkah and say a bracha on the sukkah. So seems very strange. Of course, everyone knows that there's a mitzvah to eat bread in a sukkah. Every day of sukkah, you makam a mitzvah. If you eat bread and you're sitting in the sukkah, you makam a mitzvah. What in the world is the mitzvah where is a safek? Why is he got a safek? Yeah? If anything, it should be the other way around. Matzah's not so poshut. Yeah? But sukkah, everyone knows there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. If you eat in the sukkah, you makam a mitzvah. What in the world is the mitzvah where is a safek? Well, how can he have a safek? It's clear, we all say a bracha. Every time we go into the sukkah and we eat bread, we say a bracha. Where in the world is there room for a safek? So it's different to Ritzim to try to answer the Mishnah Berurah. One answer is a chiddush in sukkah, which I'll mention soon, just very briefly. The other one is a chiddush in Pesach, which we'll focus on a bit more. Okay. So the start to say that the mitzvah in sukkah, that there's a chiddush in sukkah, is that by sukkahs the mitzvah is the living in a sukkah. Okay. We live in a sukkah. That's what we do on sukkahs. Shivat Yamim. It's a mitzvah to live there. Okay? Different ways of living, you have to do in the sukkah. You have to sleep in the sukkah, you have to eat in the sukkah, you have to be matan in the sukkah. All different, there's different manifestations of living in a sukkah. Eating is just one manifestation of living in a sukkah. Okay? That's what you have to do. According to someone who said that the Mishnah Berurah is mistafik, that by matzah, there's a mitzvah to, at least according to the God, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah to achila. So maybe in sukkah there's a mitzvah achilas in a sukkah. Not it's not just a hasty timsem, a way to makayim your yeshiva sukkah. Some there's a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah. That's one way to yashar the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, I'd like to focus on a different way. There's a chiddush in Hilchos Pesach. Okay, so we said before that there seems to be a bunch of Rishonim that also hold like the Gra. Okay, the Chizkuni, the Ibn Ezra, Tosfos, Baramon. Okay, we're going to see that, or we suggest that the way they learn the getter behind the mitzvah might be different to the way the Mishnah Berurah understood Shittas Hagra. Okay, the Chasam Sofer, when he's explaining the Chizkuni, he basically says that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis means that, like we mentioned before, I mean, it's really quite mafurish when the Rebbe spelled it out, is I have absolutely no chiyuv to do it. If I want, I can do it. If I don't want to, I don't have to do it. There's absolutely no chiyuv whatsoever to do it. It's a total mitzvah kiyumis. If I would like to do it, I can do it. I have a shus to do it. If I don't want to do it, I have a shus not to do it. If I do it, I'm a kaima mitzvah. That's perhaps how you can understand the Chizkuni. Okay. The Bala Mor might be a different shot. The Gezer behind it might be different. There's the Avnei Nezer. When the Avnei Nezer comes to explain the Bala Mor, he also Madaiah said, you see from the Bala Mor there's a mitzvah to eat masa. Yeah, but I'll read his words. He says, Mekom Makom Lamadnu Sheim Oicho Masa B'Shar Yamim Hu Oicho Mitzvah. Kmo She Oicho Mitzvah Ha Oicho B'Sukkah. Just like someone who eats in a sukkah, he's Mekom Mitzvah. So too, someone who eats matzah. For mitzvah zu, Hainu Sheim Oicho Lechem Tzarech She'eh Matzah. The mitzvah is, if you eat lechem, if you eat a bread substance, then you have to eat matzah. So I just explain it in the following way. That the Bala Mor seem to learn that because of the Gzeirah Shavah from the Gzeirah Shavah between Sukkah and Pesach, okay, it seems to be that Gzeirah Shavah generally goes both ways. Yeah. Now the Rosh Hashanah Gemara was it's talking about the first night, and then Mikan Ve'Eilach is a Shus. Okay, so the Bala Mor seem to understand that the whole of Pesach and the whole of Sukkot are linked together. They're all included in the Gzeirah Shavah. Now, by Sukkot, the mitzvah of Sukkot is not total reshus. Yeah, it's if I eat a certain amount, if I'm koveya studa, then I am mechuyev to do that in a sukkah. Yeah, so I can't say, I'm eating a large bread meal now. I want to eat it outside. No, you can't do that in sukkahs. In sukkahs, if you eat a certain amount, you are mechuyev to do that in a sukkah. Okay, so even though I have a shus to eat in the first place, I don't have to eat that amount. I can eat less, or I can eat something else. But if I do eat that amount, then that amount I'm mechuyev to eat in a sukkah. Okay, so I'll derech that, but by Pesach, it's not total reshus. If I decide I want to eat a bread-like substance, then I have to eat matzah. Okay? So again, it's not total reshus. If I want, I can choose whether to eat bread or not. That's my choice. But if I decide to eat bread, then I'm mechuyev to eat matzah. So if that's the vote, so then it's a bit different to what we said Shas in the Chizkuni is. According to the Chizkuni, it's total reshus. I can decide what to eat. Maybe I'm not even... I can decide, do I want to eat matzah? I don't want to eat matzah. Right? There's never tzadkiyu. Mashenken, it could be according to the Bala Mor. No, you can't get yourself into a cave. If I decide I want to eat bread, I have to eat matzah. I'm a chuyuv to eat matzah. Okay. So, at least both of these, there's still a tzad reshus. Who said I don't have to eat matzah? If I don't want to, I don't have to eat matzah. I don't have to eat bread. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah could be that he understood the Gra differently. It's actually let's call it a higher darga. It's a higher darga. Okay, just to mention, there's a Tosis in Brachas. Tosis in Brachas is we know that there are some Achrekas, but we paskin that Mariv is Rishus. Okay, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Mariv is Rishus. Okay, Tosis asks over there. From a couple of places. One place the Gemara says that if someone wasn't mispadel Mariv, he has to daven Shachris twice. So he says, why do you have to daven Shachris twice? It's a shus. Why is there a chiv to daven twice? The whole thing was a shus in the first place. Why are you mechuyev to daven twice? Another kasha that Tosfos asks is that the Gemara says if a person leaves out Yaleh V'Yavoy in Mariv, then he doesn't have to go back. Why not? The Gemara says the reason is because they weren't mekadesh the chodesh at night. So Toitas, also, what's the big deal? You weren't Makadosh the Chodesh Elul. Why do you need that reason? Do you know why you don't have to go back? Because of Rishus. The thing is, if Maya is only Rishus, why do you have to go back? Why do you have to go back? It was Rishus. You don't have to go back. So says Toitas, now read the words. Toitas says, V'yesh Loima, Hada Minan Tfilas Arav is Rishus. That which we say that Tfilas Arav is Rishus. That is with regards to another mitzvah, the Hiyo Veres, and that's going to pass by. The other meaning, Titche Tfilas Arvis Mifaneh. In such a case, we say we push off Marif and do that other mitzvah. Aval Chinam Eino Levata. But for some, for no reason, then you can't mevatel it. So this seems to understand like this, that Avada Marif is let's just say the words, is a chiyuv. If you have to daven Marif, it's just normally, this is the way I understood it, is normally we know there's a cloud called Oisim Mitzapat Mitzvah. So if you've got a chiyuv to daven Marif now, and that's you started, you're on the way there, and another mitzvah where it comes up, you're passed upon that other mitzvah. You don't have to do the other mitzvah. Yeah? Oisim Mitzapat Mitzvah. So it says, that's not true by Marif. Marif is, it's not the same chiyuv as a regular mitzvah. It's just a slab down, but it's still a chiyuv. If you've got that mitzvah of Eretz, which you're going to miss out, if you go to Avon Mariv, don't do Avon Mariv. Rather do that mitzvah. Yeah? But Avon Mariv is a chiyuv. You have to do Avon Mariv. It's just, it's not on the same level of chiyuv as other mitzvahs. So, at least according to this process, okay, again, he's talking about Mariv, but you see that even though the Gemara called it Rishus, it can still be something that you are mechuyav to do. You're mechuyav to do Avon Mariv according to Tosis. So, if we go back to that Mishnah Berurah, if we dive the Mishnah Berurah a bit more carefully, the Mishnah Berurah actually said that these words were that when he's talking about sukkah, he says Efsha Duratin Hacha Mitzvah Lechatchila Leachol Pas Kol Zayin Yamin. Maybe by sukkah there's a mitzvah lechatchila to eat bread all days in the sukkah, which means by in Shitzla Gra by Pesach, that is what you have to do. According to the Mishnah Berurah, By matzah, the shittas agra is a mitzvah lechatchila to eat matzah. Every day, all 7 days, is a mitzvah lechatchila to eat matzah. That seems to be how the mitzvah and the shittas agra. And that, when I was learning with Rav Ram, Rav Ram found it that it's brought down the same as stipler. The stipler says that even though we know that is we're familiar with two types of mitzvah chiyuvis, which if a person is mechuyav to do, if he doesn't do that, he's going to get an oinish. He's going to get punished for it. He's mevatel a mitzvah zaseh. And there's another mitzvah kiyumis, which a person, if he wants, he can do. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to do. If he doesn't do it, he won't get punished. He can choose to do it. Says the Sfarka, there's a third daga. There's something called a mitzvah lechachila. It sounds like you're mechuyav to do it. You should do it. But says the Sfarka, if you don't do it, you're not going to get punished. But it sounds like lechachila, you should do it. If you go after Rav, should I do this, should I not do it? He said, of course you have to do it. So according to this, it's a new husband in the Grah. The Grah doesn't hold that matzah during Shiva's Yamin is mitzvah kiyumis, that you have rishus to do it. No, you have to do it. You ask the Rav, should I eat matzah today? He said, yes, of course you have to eat matzah today, according to the Shittas HaGra. You have to eat matzah today. It's a mitzvah lechachila to do it. All 7 days of Pesach is a mitzvah lechachila to eat matzah. Why is it no bracha? Yeah, that's a good shayla. Some do say trust in the Gra, they say you would say a bracha. Others are afraid.
Who said on the first line?
Well, you see, by sukkah, not like that. Okay. Right? Okay, we're still saying there's a mitzvah to do it then. No, that's not pshat. According to the Gra, that's not pshat. Pshat is, it's not rishus. It just took it out from the chiyuv, the higher dagger chiyuv. But it's still your mitzvah lechachila to do. But yeah, but unless you say the Gra holds that only when there's, like, you'll get an oinish if you're not doing it, only then is there a thing. Yeah, so good horror. Okay. Fine, yeah. So again, we're saying that pshat in the graph, according to the stipler, is that there's a mitzvah lechachilah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Exactly where the Mishnah Berurah got this from. Okay. had an idea. We're running out a bit out of time. I'm not going to mention it now. Just one other nakuda in Shitz Tagrado. What exactly is the gedda? Like I think Avi asked, what's the gedda of this halacha? How much do you have to eat matzah? How much do you have to eat? Well, all the time, all day long, you're meant to be eating matzah. What's the vort? Yeah. So lechoy the vort is just like when we say that that the erev tov matzah is once you have a kedai to yoti. So lechoy who has in every day of Pesach, as long as you have a kedai to you're yoti. Okay. That you're becoming the mitzvah lechachila. But it's not as that by itself is not necessarily enough to tell for the Gra. The Gra, the Maaser Rav also brings down that the Gra was makpid, even though normally on Yom Tov he didn't have Shalosh Shudas, but on the last Yom Tov of Pesach he did have Shalosh Shudas. So presumably he also had his Suda in the night and the morning before, so he's already been Makayim the Chachila. So what's the point of having a Matzah now? Yeah? So either he holds something, there's also Mitzvah Kiyumas, where would that come from? What's the board? So just very quickly, There is a Levush. Levush in Hilchus by Rosh Hashanah, by Tzkir Shofar. The Rishonim asked, we blow the Shofar twice. We blow it just before Musaf, and then we blow it during Chazaras Hashas. Okay? So, the Rishonim asked, why do you know about Chesed? Says the Levush, his first answer is, because we're just blowing it again to be Ma'arav the Safan. The second answer he says is, after Yom Tshuva Pam Achas Ksiv, does the Torah say blow the shofar once? Yom Tshuva Yelachem Stam Ksiv. It just says Yom Tshuva. But Yom Tala Rachmana, the Torah is toiled on the day. But Filu Kama Pamim Shuuta Biyom Zeh Mashma. Sounds like the Rebush understood that the fact that the Torah says Yom Tshuva Yelachem means the whole day is a day to blow the shofar. Every time you blow the shofar, you're Makayim a Mitzvah. But say the you're Yotzi when you blow once. The nine koilos, but the whole day is a day of blowing the shofar. The rest of the day is also a day that you can be mekayem the mitzvah shofar. Ela sheyotzim apam achas veyotzei nesaris, but ein boi mishum baal toistiv. Okay, vechenu atam veesod velulav. He doesn't speak it out, but we know that the Gemara says that there were Anshei Yerushalayim who used to walk around with a lulavim all day long. So what do you mean? We know that once you lift up your lulav, the Gemara says, "Kim the hagber nafik." Once you lift it up, you're yotzi. So what's the point? Says the bush, "V'chein atam ve'etzuk ve'lulav she'noten oso kama pamim ve'yom echad she'kein mashma lekachtem machem." The fact that it says lekachtem machem, kama pamim she'tirtzu, as many times as you want. You can take it as many times as you want. So maybe al-Derech Med, you can say the same thing by Shtivas Yamin Toif and Matzah. Oh, he says, he's saying that's practicing the Pasuk. Yeah, Kamapam is Shayyutu, but Yom Zeh Mashma. Yeah, you just Yoytu if you don't want it. Sounds like every time you do it, you're Yoytu. Yeah? So maybe a similar idea by Shtivas Yamin Matzah Toifli. Okay. That the mitzvah of chachila, according to the Gemara, then is eat to kesayis. Once you eat to kesayis, you've been mechayim this mitzvah. Say it, but after that, every time you do it, you're also being mechayim mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara would eat shalosh shudas. Okay, just to end off with the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, when he brings the matzah zechiyah on the first night after that shushut, then he says like this. Okay, v'da the kach mukublani. This is I've got a Kabbalah. So afa gav the ein choyves matzah rak b'layla rishon. Even though there's only a choyv to eat matzah, a chiyv to eat matzah on the first night. Mikol makom mitzvah leachol matzah kol yamei haPesach. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah all the days of Pesach. Kliksiv shivas yamim toichu matzos. V'had the karelu rishus mishum de mitzvah legab bechoyv rishus karelu. V'vnei she'ein the mitzvah asay. Ella, Ratzon Hashem sheyochlu bnei Yisrael matzah kol yamei haPesach. It's the Ratzon Hashem that Klal Yisrael eat matzah all the days of Pesach. It's not necessarily right that he holds like the Gra, but he's clearly saying that it's the Ratzon Hashem, it's the Ratzon HaTorah that we eat matzah every day of Pesach. We know this in Yanim in matzah, therefore it's a very good idea to eat matzah all the days of Pesach. Okay, just a couple of minutes just on a bit of a Galata. Rebbeza mentioned this kasha, but we know that Klal Yisrael when they wanted to have to be rushed out of Mitzrayim, yeah, they didn't have time for the day to ride, so So many of the Mepharshim explain that based on the Arizal, that Chayos were on the 49th level of Tumah, and once you go beyond that, you're past the point of no return. Okay, and that would be too late. If they didn't go out then, it would be too late. Asked Rav Shach, that's all quoted, that, wait a second, where are Chayos holding over here? What have they just seen over the last year? They've just seen the Esamachus. Nase after nase after nase after nase. So, where were they before that? Where were they at the start of the year? Now they're on the 49th level of Tumah. So where were they before? A year full of Nisim. The Nisim, these are, the Ramban says, these are the Makor of Emunah. What happened? Obviously they couldn't have been on the 50th level, because then they would have been gone. So, I don't know, 49th or 48th, I don't know, but they weren't improving. They were seeing Nisim after Nisim, but they weren't improving. What happened? Makara. How can it be? Says Rav Shach, do you know why? As the Balaam Hussein say, that a person says, you know, if only I could see a Nathan, I'd change my whole life, that would be it, I'd be Eved Hashem. It's not true. The only way to change your life, says Rav Shach, is Torah and Musa. You need Torah and Musa, that's the only way a person would change. You can see Nisim, you can see Niflas HaBoyim, but if you don't internalize them, you don't consolidate them through Torah, through Musa, then nothing's going to happen. So I thought it was a cute shot, but well, this was actually a bit of a bore. We say in Halal, how can I possibly thank Hashem for everything he does for me? Yeah, call out the name of Hashem. So what does it mean? The Shem Hashem Ekra. So Adarach, the Marsha in the Gemara in Brachos wants to know what's the makor for Birchas HaToyah. So the Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra v'Godel Elokeinu. Rashi's got a pshat. The Marsha says, pshat is Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call out the name of Hashem, what's Kishem Hashem Ekra? Says the Marsha, we know that the Torah is names of Hashem. Yeah, the Joshim say that Torah is names of Hashem. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, when I do Torah, when I read Torah, then have the God of the Elokeinu, I'll ascribe greatness to Hashem, I'll say a bracha. So out there, maybe we could say over here, Ma'ashiv Hashem Kotok Murai, how can I ever repay Hashem for everything He's done for me? Yeah, there's only one way, which is Kishem Hashem Ekra. I'll learn Torah. Learning Torah, that's what's going to change us, going to be, make us into better people. Hashem wants us to be better people. Hashem wants us to grow and grow and grow. He wants to be Mashviyah Brach on us. The only way to be Mashviyah Brach on us is for us to grow. We have to keep growing. Mirat Hashem, we should keep learning. Thank Rav Ram for organizing all these shiurim. And Mirat Hashem, we should all learn and grow. And Mirat Hashem is loicha to Shefa Bracha from Hashem. With my head.